And now on Nights with Steve Price, Dental Health with Dr. Larry Bench, thanks to the Malo Clinic, the original home and inventor of the all-on-4 dental implant system.
8 to 10 from physio to dental work. Dr. Larry Bench from the Malo Clinic is with us on the line. Good to catch up with you again.
How are you, Steve?
I'm very well. I think all of Australia was shocked when they saw the vision out of that game between the Eagles and Fremantle in Perth last weekend when young Andrew Brayshaw was king hit by his opponent, Andrew Gaff. Yep. The damage to his teeth and mouth, even though he would have been, and I'm presuming he would have been wearing a mouth guard, was unbelievable.
Yeah, well, don't forget a mouth guard only protects the top teeth. So from that point of view, his lower jaw would be unprotected. And, you know, whether he was aiming for it or not, it was a flush blow and hit really on the middle of the chin, and it just causes quite a severe fracture right in the middle. So I noted in the picture, I haven't seen it, but these four front teeth sort of push backwards. So that can happen from the fracture itself as well, but it probably means that not only the jawbone broke, the alveolus or the bone that holds the teeth actually broke. So that can actually be pulled back quite easily. I've had a lot of those sorts of injuries based on, not king hits, but based on football itself. So it doesn't necessarily, although I said it was doom and gloom with his teeth, it doesn't necessarily mean that's complete doom or gloom. But it could be that he needs some implants.
Well, I think they've said today that he will need implants. His jaw's been wired. And his chin's been wired up. That almost looks more like a traumatic injury out of a car accident.
Yeah, very much so, you know, although you forget that generally happens in pubs and that sort of thing, you know. So once the jaw's broken, it's a standard thing just to put a plate across the jaw. It's actually not a wire. They actually put a plate, like a Meccano set plate, which actually screws in, and sometimes that plate stays there and never comes out. Other times it does. Now, if the teeth are moved, what you've got to do is you've actually put some wire or some resonances around the teeth, and you actually hold those together in a block for about 6 weeks until the bone heals.
He would have lost his natural teeth, yes?
No, not necessarily. Not necessarily. The event that could happen is that the teeth will be put back into position. Then you've got to see how the nerves go in the teeth. Sometimes the old theory was take the nerves out of the teeth, but that's not the situation today. You wait and see what eventuates. Some of the teeth may survive, some might not survive. I've had quite a lot of fractures where I've had footballers where you think, boy, that tooth had it, but it actually survived. So it's one of those things, it's a bit in the lap of the gods. You do all you can in terms of stabilising them, keeping them still and keeping a watch on them. You know, when a tooth dies, it goes black. So the things you look for are pain and if the tooth changes colour. So he's only, I think, 19, I think.
Yeah, 18.
So he's actually a bit early to put an implant in. So, you know, if he loses a tooth, it's too early because you've got a complete growth before that happens. So I think what you do is you keep the teeth going for as long as you can. And then once you've done that, you consider treatment further down the track. But the plates may stay there forever.
Toughest thing, I suppose, for a young fella like that is the mental scarring and whether you can actually then go back and compete in the same level and ferocity that you were before, knowing you can get injured that badly.
Yeah, exactly. I've had a couple of people who, you know, obviously unnamed, but, you know, AFL stars who've had been in that sort of accident, and really their performance for quite a while afterwards was a little bit down. You know, it really took, I think, the next season, a good part of it, halfway through the next season, before they sort of gained.
I think we've lost Dr. Larry. His phone's dropped out. He was travelling in an airport. I mean, the point about that would be that you would flinch. You'd naturally flinch. If you got a whack in the mouth like that, you would have a real problem, I think, mentally going back into battle. It is a contact sport, and yes, you have to understand, even though you're wearing a mouth guard, that you can have a collision like that. But I would imagine mentally, to go back and play again with the risk of that sort of injury happening, I think it would really play on your mind. Let's hope the young fella's okay.